AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden spending the weekend at Camp David preparing for the first debate with former President Trump on Thursday. He told ABC News in Philadelphia his preparation, campaign events.
You know, when you say prep, I think this is prepping. These people know better than anybody what they want, right?
Earlier in the day in Washington, D.C., he addressed conservative evangelicals. More than 100 million people are under some kind of heat alert in the U.S., and that is not the only example of severe weather, as flooding led to the declaration of an emergency in parts of Iowa. A fourth person died after Friday's shooting at a Fordyce, Arkansas grocery store. One person still in critical condition. Police in Columbus, Ohio are looking for suspects after 10 people were shot early this morning. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a statement, says he went public because there was a dramatic decrease in weapons from the U.S. beginning 4 months ago. Says he expects it to be resolved in the near future. This is ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio. For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Devices called anaerobic digesters convert waste from large factory farms, known as CAFOs, into fuel. But some experts say it's not the boon to the environment that others say it is. Here's Mike Mohn.
Anaerobic digesters create a mixture of gases to be used for electricity or processed into transportation fuel. In a report his group recently issued, Chris Hunt of the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project says federal incentives spurring these projects allow the presence of industrial ag to overshadow renewable energy benefits.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Hunt says that opens the door to other pollution risks linked with higher levels of animal waste. His organization found that the herd size on factory farms with digesters grew by nearly 4% year over year, 24 times the growth rate of typical dairies. Supporters of this technology argue common sense regulations could balance accountability and opportunities for the movement to thrive. Even if biogas production wiped out methane emissions completely, Hunt contends it's still a narrow view of the factory farm problem.
Biogas doesn't solve the factory farm issue. Greenhouse gas emissions aren't the only problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Report authors say water pollution from factory farms will still exist. They add these digesters don't address worker or animal rights abuses uncovered at concentrated animal feeding operations. Those calling attention to the issue stress they're not against dairy farms. They just want the public to embrace sustainable solutions. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting from Lena Beck for Modern Farmer.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The passing of Willie Mays.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened this week.
Something to share from the San Francisco Giants. They say it is with great sadness that we announce that San Francisco Giants legend and Hall of Famer Willie Mays passed away peacefully this afternoon at the age of 93.
He was often described as the best complete baseball player ever. I asked Brewers manager Pat Murphy if he'd ever met Mays.
I did, yeah, a couple times. More than once. Everett Washington, I met him once. I met him in Scottsdale, yeah.
What did the passing of the Say Hey Kid mean to Pat Murphy?
Yeah, that's my childhood. You know, my childhood is thinking about the guys I pulled for, you know what I mean? The guys that I was telling Ricky today, you know, like growing up, you know, I'd be in the backyard and my brothers, we were from New York, so my brothers, one brother would be the Yankees, the other brother would be the Red Sox, and I'd be the Dodgers or the Giants. And if I was the Giants, I was Willie Mays. And yeah, you know, what an icon in our game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will eventually give way to sunshine for your Sunday with highs in the upper 70s, light northwest winds. Mostly clear skies in the overnight, our lows dropping to the lower 60s. Sunshine, low to mid 80s Monday, and storm chances returning Monday night. It's 66 at our studios.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as I'll be making my way back from the dentist. Will the Novocaine have worn off? It could be fun. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The music of the stars. Back we are. The music of the stars is on the air on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Dan Daly. The Sisters Andrews.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime. Strolling through the shady lanes with your baby mine.
You hold her hand and she holds yours, and that's a very good sign.
That she's your tootsie wootsie in the good old summertime.
Time in each year that we always hold dear, good old summertime, with the birds and the trees and sweet scented breezes, good old summertime.
When your day's work is over and you are in clover and life is one beautiful rhyme, no trouble annoying, each one is enjoying the good old summertime. In the good old summertime. You'd play hooky from school, the good old summertime.
You'd play Ring a Rosie with Jim, Kate, and Josie.
I would not.
Good old summertime.
Those days full of pleasure we now fondly treasure, when we never thought it a crime to go stealing cherries with face brown as berries. The good old summertime.
In the good old summertime.
Be my king in the good old summertime. And I'll be your queen while we're strolling through the shady lanes with your baby mine. You hold her hand
and she holds yours,
and that's a very good sign. That
She's your Tootsie Wootsie in the good old summertime. In the good old summertime.
Wait a minute. He said, with your baby mine? Was there...
Happy me. Things are different now and I can see. Every day is gonna be a hip hooray. Once in a lifetime day.
Once in a lifetime.
Mickey Rooney.
I'm living, I'm human, I'm real.
I'm real.
A fine way, a great way to feel. Top to toe now, I'm a boy. No longer just a silly wooden-headed toy. From now on, I'm really.
It's almost the end of our story. It's almost time to say that Pinocchio lived happily forever after, where he always will live in the hearts of children and people who used to be children. For...
Thank you.
are those who'll tell you that the 50s were nothing but rock and roll. That's not true. There was a mix of choices. Robert Maxwell wrote a tone poem called Ebb Tide for the harp. Well, now, Francis Albert and Nelson Riddle on Capitol. Of the Stars, Jesse Pearson, seems to be forgotten today, which is a pity. Well, his life ended quickly. By far, his major appearance was as Conrad Birdie in Bye Bye Birdie. But he was quite a narrator, too, and he made albums where he'd Well, listen. Music for a summer morning. And here's Jesse Pearson.
Clouds are not the cheeks of angels, you know. They're only clouds. Friendly sometimes, but you can never be sure. If I had longer arms, I'd push the clouds away. Or make them hang above the water somewhere else. But I'm just a man who mostly things you'll never have. Looking for that thing that's hardest to find. Himself. I've been going a long time now. Along the way, I've learned some things. You have to make the good times yourself. Take the little times and make them big times. And save the times that are all right for the ones that aren't so good. I've never been able to push the clouds away by myself. Help me.
Jerome Kern, Bing Crosby.
The rain comes a pitter-patter, and I'd like to be safe in bed. Skies are weeping while the world is sleeping, trouble heaping on our head. And to wait for a clearer sky. Help. helter-skelter, I must fly for shelter till the clouds roll Skelter, I must fly for shelter till the clouds roll by. Helter, skelter, I must fly for shelter till the clouds roll by.
Jerome Kern. Steve Allen was a big fan of Jerome Kern's music. WRJN, the source of the music of the stars. In Wisconsin, farming is still a big thing in Racine County. WRJN has farmers covered with all the latest news. We have Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, and her Midwest Farm Reports every weekday morning right here. 5 o'clock in the morning runs till 6, along with farm reports throughout the day. Stay up to date. All things ag right here, part of our local news, timeless hits. On WRJN from Radio Park, Racine. Like that Captain video clip I played. Oh, you missed it? Oh. That was Al Hodge. It was the director of The Lone Ranger. It's from Ravenna, Ohio. His dad ran a dry cleaning business. He got on the radio on WXYZ Detroit. Trendler Enterprise, and he directed The Lone Ranger, and he played the Green Hornet on the air. And he was offered the part of Captain Video in 1949 on the new Dumont Network. Well, it was actually the first television network. Until Dumont went bankrupt. Was typecast, and he couldn't find much work in acting. And there's a sad story there. Check it out if you wish. But I always wondered and thought highly of the way that Bill Shatner, after his acting character as Captain James T. Kirk, didn't help him or hurt him. He was just a good actor, like Al Hodge.
Are we getting through? Is anything happening? I mean, Will you turn the right knobs? I mean, we're on the air. Is that good? Oh, you say we're getting there. Oh, fine. Good. Any minute now. Please be patient. I mean, it's very difficult to contact outer space. Oh, now they're coming through. Here they are. Wait, the questions will come any minute now. Here they are. Why, of course. Yes, we have many, many women here on Earth. They're beautiful, actually. They're different from men, and we revere them. In fact, women are extremely important to us here on Earth. I hope that answers your question, but is there anything else that you'd like to know? Well, I told you about the women. I mean, you're repeating the same question. Maybe you don't have anything like that where you are. By the way, how are things where you are? Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry I brought that up. Is there anything else that you'd like to know? Oh, well, temperature here is very, very nice right now, actually. For the time of year, we like our weather. We're very pleased with it. It's been one of the warmest winters we've ever had. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that it's been so hot where you are. Well, that's the way things are, you know. Oh, by the way, I'm interested in knowing if you have hydrogen bombs where you are. Oh, I can tell by the way you said that. Is there anything that you'd like to give to us as a message from outer space that would mean something? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that you're so frightened of us. There's no reason. We on Earth here are merely testing. I mean, these are nothing but little attempts of science here, you understand.
This record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
Real, well, I feel what my heart can't conceal.
That was the Clatters recording. Too real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam. Would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Get back in the air!
Thank you. And now the thin gentleman there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar. What would you do, sir?
We'll just take a walk down the street.
Thank you. We return you now.
This is Ron, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
That was the Pelicans' outer space recording Earth. I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fentingmold of the British Institute. And the professor is approaching his saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something. Are you there?
I hear you now. Yeah.
The star, Francis Albert Sinatra.
My name is Francis Albert.
Francis Albert Sinatra.
And I sing love songs, mostly after dark, mostly in saloons. I've had some very years, and I don't want to miss a thing when the future appears. I like to sit outside on a summer night with a drink in my hand and a little moonlit music on the stereo. And look at the stars. Then I get an urge to travel sky. If they can do it in the movies, why can't I?
Seats are now available on the satellite special, leaving for Mercury, Venus, Pluto.
Gordon Jenkins in the orchestra.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Four.
The music of the stars, so many stars.
promise that I always will be true. I'll give her all the love I have to give, as long as we both shall live.
Avalon. Pete DeAngelis wrote that. It's the music of the stars. What about Planet Earth? Diana Trask and Mitch Miller. Miller and his Sunday night show. Sing along with Mitch, the hottest thing on television. And it's day. And that's Diana Trask. Lives in Australia now. A new career back about late 60s, that of a country and western singer. Things floating up there that, oh wait, maybe we're the ones floating. Once again, the Bergmans, Alan and Marilyn. Tony Bennett.
The dawn is filled with dreams, so many dreams. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which dream of all the dreams? stars, so many stars. The wind is filled with songs, so many songs. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which song of all the songs? There's a song for every star, and there are, oh, so many stars, so many stars. Oh, the countless days, the endless nights that I have searched, so many eyes, smiles. Which one to choose? Which way to go? How can I tell? How will I know? Out of oh, so many stars, so many stars. Songs, when there's a song for every star, which one to choose, which way to go, how can I tell, how will I know, out of oh, so many stars, so many stars. So many stars, so many stars. So many stars, so many stars, so many stars, so many stars. Stars.
George Colandrelli's orchestra and the music of the stars. US. This radio station from which emanates the music of the stars, WRJN in Racine, on the air for 97 years. We are one of the first stations ever broadcasting. One of them. County, city, neighborhoods, and now the world, the ones we live and work in. And News Weekdays, Stuart J. Waddles. Local news, timeless hits, the music of the stars. Worldwide at WRJN.
Before like grains of sand, and one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star in the wind down there, and he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost no more. Now a man don't mind if the stars get dim and the clouds blow over and darken him, so long as the Lord God's watching over him, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray, and sometimes it seems maybe God's gone away, forgetting his promise and the word he'd say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the
Maxwell Anderson, Kurt Weill, who also wrote September's Song. Great stuff. Wonderful rendition. Francis Albert.
Listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.